Okay, this is Intercity Press's third podcast of today, Tuesday, December 7th, 2021. We're covering the U.S. versus Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And first I thought this one, at the end of the day, would be about the outrageous cross-examination of surviving witness Carolyn by Maxwell's lawyer, Pagliuca, asking about drugs and it was really something. But in fact, bigger news happened after the jury left because the U.S. attorney's side said that they're going to rest their case this week. That would be after week two. This was a trial that had been predicted to go 5 to 6 weeks. That's what Judge Nathan said to the jurors. That's what the government said to Judge Nathan. So many people have already started asking, why? What's happening? Are they just phoning it in? Are they folding their tent? Have they decided they don't want further information to come out? Now, it's true. They said from the beginning that they had four victim-slash-survivor witnesses to put on. They've just finished with the third one. Really quite a shocking afternoon of cross-examination. But still, 2 weeks. Already Judge Nathan has turned to talking about doing the charging conference on Saturday, December 18th. Looks like it's going to be all wrapped up by Christmas. But who's their gift for? Ghislaine Maxwell and her like, including the United Nations, is on the board of her Terramar Foundation. Tomorrow, holding its pedophiles ball on 25 Wall Street? Or a Christmas gift for at least some of the victims, or alleged victims, as Pagliuca had said, or accusers, or gold diggers? You have to read the transcript. Eventually there will be a transcript, but for now, we've tried to capture Pagliuca's questions and answers with Carolyn. She was near tears, and then when AUSA Maureen Comey came in on the redirect, there were actual tears, and then that was it. And then the trial's almost over. It's kind of a shocking result, and we're going to go put it up and maybe do some live streaming from the street. But you've heard it here first. Intercity Press, Maximum Maxwell, Court Case Cast, The 2-Minute Drill. Matthew Russell Lee.